and so fascinated with it. It was pretty cool. And it was good to know that, like, I was heard.
Faith told the committee she had no idea why her parents kept her identity off the books, but that it was too late to fix it now if the law didn't change. Her folks had signed an affidavit of the time and place of her birth, but even that wasn't good enough now for the authorities. They needed some outside proof. The lawmakers sounded shocked.
I'm going to hope that your parents are loving parents and you have a decent relationship with your parents. I don't know that. I would certainly think that it's probably strained. But I don't understand why a parent would want to do this to their child. I mean, I can dream up some far-fetched scenario, but I mean, maybe watching too many sci-fi movies, I don't get it.
How many siblings of hers that do not have birth certificates?
To my knowledge, there are 7 of them don't have birth certificates.
Jesus.
And I speak on behalf of the committee. This kind of has, in the last 10 minutes, has become a priority.
A month later, the bill was headed to the governor's desk. Only one guy in the legislature voted against it. If you're wondering, State Senator Bob Hall. Faith says she hoped Farney would get some good attention for the law, for figuring out how to help her when nobody else could. Instead, the Texas Homeschool Coalition, which is a powerful lobby group at the Capitol, gave $12,000 to Farney's challenger in the next election, a Tea Party candidate who wound up winning. Faith's dad even gave $50 to the other guy's campaign. The law took effect in September. Faith also got a lawyer who took her case for free, who's been helping her in court. She still can't work. Months later, she's still waiting for the federal Social Security office to process her application. But she babysits and does yard work to make money, and today she shares an apartment with some new friends she met at a volunteer job. When my co-host Jen and I showed up to interview Faith, I think we were both struck by how easily, maybe, she seems to be adjusting, and what a typical young Austin person she seems like. She's got a pierced nose and a streak of green hair. Talking about her upbringing and how she left, she's direct and self-assured. Not mad exactly, but she's excited to move on. She's still mad about the thousands of people out there whose parents have used their ID as a means of control.